This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are about to be a part of history. We are going to... We're not going to create a life, but we're going to name a life.
We are going to name a life.
You think we haven't?
Nope, he won't.
Tiak is in the other room, and he cannot currently hear us.
That's correct.
He's doing something else, and he is with child. His wife is with child.
Yay!
We think he has a name picked out, right?
He said he does, yeah.
All of your tactics.
Well,
you're just like, oh my God, I forgot. What was that name you were saying? You've tried all these little techniques.
And it didn't work.
It hasn't worked. He won't snap with us.
Whoa.
So we're either going to get him to say the name of his baby right now, or we're going to come up with a name for his baby.
Yep.
Actually, what we should do is give him the names the baby should not be named.
Okay.
Because there's a story out. There's a couple different things out there where there is a story out about the billion-dollar names of the world. People who are billionaires and millionaires share very common names.
But this doesn't mean that if, as a parent, I name my kid this name, bam, they're going to be a trillionaire.
No, it does. If you name your kid this, they automatically
become a trillionaire.
As they fall out of your womb,
into
a check will come from Bill Gates.
Wow.
By the way, Billy.
Oh, the name.
Is on both lists.
No, it's
on the millionaire list. Millionaire list, it's listed as Billy. Billionaire list, it's either Bill or Billy.
Okay, even if I'm a millionaire, Billy's shouldn't be what?
I agree with you.
Billy
should not be
Bill. William, I see.
Yeah. Max is on the millionaire list.
And that's girl or guy, Max. Yeah.
It's listed as the men.
Oh,
Sophia,
okay.
Eleanor, Odile.
Heard it once.
Odile.
I'm more familiar with that one.
Isabella, Eve, these are all millionaire names.
So these, if you name your kid Ella, she's going to make $1 million.
Could.
Or hand it a million.
A
million.
It's part of the Golden Cervix program. They will pull the placenta with them, and it will turn to gold.
Dang.
As it falls to the hospital floor. Now, so we can keep reading these. We're going to put these up. Bill and Billy are one of the biggest billionaire names out there.
I don't know many Bill Gates, of course. But
who, Billy, anybody? You know anybody rich named Billy?
You
have millions of dollars. You wouldn't call yourself Billy. You'd be William something the
Thank
fourth.
You. You'd be a little bit. Who's that Irish? Billy Irish or something?
Billy Eilish?
Okay, yeah.
I don't think she's a billionaire.
Oh, okay.
But she's making some cash.
Oh, she's not there yet. Okay.
She's not a bad guy. Duh. John, Jonathan, and Johnny is number one for billionaires.
John, Jonathan. I can see Jonathan.
And Marie, Mary, or Maria are number one for females.
I see that.
In the billionaire category. So now that we've tackled all this, these are the billionaire names. Here's what we want to do. We want you to call us and tell us the worst name ever.
The dumbest name.
I mean, it can be anything. It can be like, because I think what parents do now when they're naming a kid, and you and I have talked about it, they try to take a classic name and change one letter. So it's like, instead of being Jennifer, they change it to an L.
Right.
Lennifer, I'd name my job. It's like, that
no,
doesn't.
That's dumb.
Naming your child something unique does not make your child unique. It makes your child stand out when the teacher stands up there going, I don't understand why you named that.
Yes.
But like, what's the, people are spelling, we were just talking about it, Jackson instead of J-A-C-K-S-O-N.
Oh, no, it's like you're shortened like the NFL team, Jackson,
J-A-X-O-N, J-A-X-A-N,
yes.
J-A-X-E-N.
Or just Jack, J-A-X. Or
okay, J-A-X was on a short list for my wife and I when no, like,
which one?
Jax.
J-A-X.
Mm-hmm.
It was on the short list.
It was on the short list.
Because you can't shorten Jax.
You can't shorten Jax. That was one of the names that we had very few parameters. We kind of wanted it like not. My name's Michael. My real name's Michael. Mm-hmm. And I hate the word. I hate Mike. I hate it.
shortened to Mike.
I don't like, you know, we still want your worst names. I started seeing a financial advisor. I introduce myself as Michael. Every correspondence that I have is Michael. And they're like, hey, Mike. And I'm like,
that's rude.
Please don't. You can call me almost.
Right. Did I ever give you permission to call you Mike?
Yeah.
Did not.
I don't like that.
Right.
All right. But anyway, some people are already saying the worst name ever is Nevaeh. There's a lot of people named that.
Oh, that's heaven backwards, right?
There's so many people named it now that I feel like you might get in trouble.
If you're
bad mouthing.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Let's get T-Hack in here. Hey, T-Hack, can you come in here real quick? We're going to see if he'll he doesn't know this is happening. Can you come in and grab that microphone real quick? That's perfect. We've been talking about you behind your back this entire time.
Uh-huh.
And we've got several guesses in for what your unborn child's name is.
Yeah, how close did we get?
Jehoshaphat. Okay. Is that in the wheelhouse?
No, unfortunately.
Oh, I had a... What was my...
I forget. You've had several guesses.
Winston.
Ooh.
Are you going...
Ooh.
Are you going classic?
So what I've always wanted, I've always liked Maximilian,
yeah.
But that's not good enough.
Don't do this.
So I've wanted to go Maxibillion.
Okay. Wait, isn't there a rapper?
Then I don't want him to be called Billy, so it's got to be Maxitrillion.
Trilly!
If you name your kid Maxitrillion, just turn in your resume. You're done.
I actually
so is that
like
classical
it.
Or new?
I'm not I don't know, right?
He will be born with a grill. Legit.
That'd be awesome.
Is there any way you'll give us one letter, like the first letter of your potential son? Look at his face. Look how uncomfortable he is
right
now.
Sign it as like a cease and desist or some sort of...
I'm trying to think if my wife is listening at this time. Because that will determine whether or not
dude.
She would tell us the first
time. No, she wouldn't. Does she hate us? She hates us a little, right? Oh, my God! She hates us!
She just knows I'm not as strong as she is. So she's worried about me cracking.
Well, just tell us the name.
Yeah, tell us the name and we'll just let it go, okay? You're not going to tell us. All right, so here's what we're going to do for you, T-Hack. We're going to get the worst names ever out of the way. So you can cross all these names off the list. I've said it before on the air. There was a guy named Alan Nuss, and our shop teacher would go first initial, last name. So he was announced as A. Nuss. And he was known as...
That guy, yep.
Yes, the body part.
Uh-huh.
And his brother Peter did not want to go to that shop class.
Oh, no way! Whatever.
The brother Peter parts. By the way, yeah, Alan, if you're listening, I hope you're still... He ran the bowling alley for a while up in Longmont.
Of course he did.
That's what happens after your
knee. That's what A-Nusses end up doing.
All right, if you've got the worst name ever, we'd love to hear what it is. So let's start with Lisa.
Yay.
Worst name ever.
So I was a teacher in a different state for a little while, and I had a student whose name was LaDasha, literally spelled L-A with like a dash and then A.
So L-A,
what?
The dash symbol, and so when you first tried to pronounce it, what did you say? Like, la hyphena?
La, I was like,
La-a.
Yeah.
It's LaDasha.
But with an actual dash.
You don't.
With an actual dash.
What?
You can't. Yeah. Unless you're Prince, you can't have a symbol in your name, right?
OMG.
I'm so serious. If I'm lying, I'm dying. Because that was. It was really
yeah, that's one of the worst names I've ever heard. Thank you for the call. Here's the deal. It's like a Halloween costume. If somebody walks up to you and they're like, wait, what are you? And it takes
good point.
You, then don't wear
you
it.
You have to explain it.
Yeah, right. If your name is like, wait, what is this? Like, then
it doesn't work.
George.
Yes. The worst name.
Yes.
Chad.
Worst name ever. What?
Chad.
Okay.
Chad.
Yeah. Chad, yeah.
What's wrong with
you? You know, I've had very many bosses and with that name, and they're just, you know, not very friendly.
You know what's really weird is this actually came up in a study recently that Chad is one of the most hated names on the planet.
No way.
It legitimately is. And it's like...
Because they're all like that?
It's for me, that name is Travis.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, yes, Travis. Yeah,
we all have, it's like, oh, God. It's like, oh, my buddy Travis come. I'm like, yeah, man, I can't come. Like, if somebody brings it, oh, God, Travis is that guy. And a lot of people think
Chad is that guy. Too.
But come on, Chad's not that guy.
No, not at all. And Travis, yeah.
Travis is definitely
Chad,
that guy.
Yeah.
Here comes the hate text from Travis.
Oh, well.
Hey, my name's Travis, and I'm cool. No, you're not. You're texting us. That makes you the opposite of cool. Edie.
Yeah, hi.
Hi. Yeah. Worst name ever.
I'm a teacher, actually, so I have hundreds, if you will. But my worst was a few years ago. I had a little boy, and his name was So Fine.
Oh, no.
For real.
I am So Fine.
I swear to God, S-O-F-I-N-E.
That's kind of cute, actually. That's yeah.
Oh, God,
why?
Don't procreate. I mean, do you have a name picked out? If you, I've never asked you this. What would you name your offspring?
So Fine.
No, you wouldn't. It sounds. You know what it sounds like? This is going to only be for older men.
Okay.
Sounds like a name from the XFL.
So Fine.
Didn't they all have like?
He hate me.
He hate right. They were just like, "What's your name?" So Fine. Like it was just like,
"I am so fine."
Yeah, it's like, oh God, that's those parents were cruel and unusual. Tyler.
Yai.
Worst name ever.
Absidy. Guess how it's spelled.
Oh God, I've heard this
of
one.
These, yeah.
Is it the first four letters of the alphabet?
It is. Yep.
Absidy.
There's. I don't. Man.
I know.
You're just
dumb.
Dumb. Thank you for the call, Tyler. Desiree.
Yai.
Worst name ever.
I had a client that worked with me, and her name was Boob Alina. B-O-O-B-L-I-N-A.
Boob Alina.
No, it was not. That's a nickname. That was not on her birth certificate, was it?
Yes, it was totally real.
It's her Christian name, her confirmation
name. It's her stripper name.
Okay.
Boob Alina to the main stage.
Boob Alina.
And then strip inside.
Y'all call her Boob for short.
Just Boob.
Yes.
Boob.
Hey, Boob.
No, we didn't.
Oh my God!
Was she hot or is it weird? Okay. Was she well?
I never met her, so it was all over the phone. It was a business to business sales, and so she was a regular client, and I talked to her weekly, but I never met her. But
that's not
shorten it. Obviously, it was Lena.
It's
a little awkward. Yeah.
Thank you. What would you possibly be?
What's the upside of?
Again, it's unique, but that does you nothing. Christian.
Yai.
Worst name ever.
So it's a female that I went to high school with. Her name was Dandelion Golden Ray Winter.
No, it wasn't. Again, you can't shorten any.
Oh,
what did you guys call her? Dandy or Goldie or what'd you call her?
Honestly, I didn't speak to her too much. She was homeschooled most of her life. She had come to public school during my second year of high school, and her parents were extremely hippie.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Probably because she got homeschooled.
That's you don't want to put
like,
when roll call is like, exactly. just don't, I'm here. I swear. I know you're to my name, so just don't. Thank you, Christian. Sherry.
Yai.
Worst name ever.
Okay, so I don't know if this is the worst name ever. I originally thought this was the worst name ever, and it's Koa. It's kind of a remake on Noah with a K.
It's also a type of wood. You had a guitar named out, or
if it's just KOA.
It's actually a city in Australia also.
Oh, okay.
But at first when she said it, I was like, oh my goodness, no.
You told her.
And, you know, 5 years later, the name kind of grew on me, but I kind of wanted to see other people's opinions.
I like the name Koa if it's just KOA, but if you, because it's Koa is a very beautiful.
Well, KOA would be like the KOA campground.
Well, but it's
so
also
KOAH.
Yeah, I don't think
like
you need
Noah,
that
Koa,
H. Right.
Yeah.
I don't. Thank you, Sherry. Katie.
Yai.
Worst name ever.
So when I was a teenager, I worked at Pizza Hut. And we had this gentleman that called in. For the life of me, I cannot remember his first name now, but his last name was Glasscock.
I think we're just going to leave that one right there.
Okay.
Thank you. Michelle.
Yes.
What's the worst name ever?
Lake.
Lake?
And yes. And her daughter's name is Winter. And then they've got a sister named Paul. And I'm not even joking.
Lake.
They're just running out of seasons and landmarks to name their children. That's pretty awful. One more here. Kevin is up next. Kevin?
Yai.
Worst name ever.
So I used to coach and referee at the local YMCA. I was reffing a little basketball game, and I heard the parents rooting for their son, Espen.
Espen. Espen. Not Aspen, but Espen.
Espen. That's cool.
How do you spell it?
Yeah. I went to go check the roster to see how you spelt it, and you spelt it ESPN.
Oh, no way.
No, yep. No, they did not name their child. Oh, man, that's terrible.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice, and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.